This is Today in History, April the 6th. On this day in 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized by Joseph Smith in Fayette, New York. Also on this day in 1862, the Civil War Battle of Shiloh began in Tennessee as Confederate forces launched a surprise attack against Union troops who beat back the Confederates the next day. In 1896, the first modern Olympic Games formally opened in Athens, Greece. On this day in 1909, American explorers Robert E. Peary and Matthew A. Henson and four Inuits became the first men to reach the North Pole. Also on this day in 1917, the United States entered World War I as the House joined the Senate in approving a declaration of war against Germany that was then signed by President Woodrow Wilson. On this day in 1968, 41 people were killed by two consecutive natural gas explosions at a sporting goods store in downtown Richmond, Indiana.
About the time you were ready to cross 6th and A, that's a huge explosion. It was in two tiers. It was a kaboom, kaboom, like that, and it was just large. And we couldn't imagine what in the world happened, but we knew it was pretty serious. The smoke and the burning and everything was so dense that you could hardly see down the street.
It looked like a bombed out picture that you would see in a movie from World War II.
On this day in 2014, actor Mickey Rooney, 93, died in North Hollywood. And on this day in 1974, the Eurovision Song Contest launches ABBA into stardom.
And we move now across into Sweden, the largest of the Scandinavian countries. And although we're looking at streets, it's a country full of mountains, lakes, and forests. And of course, it's full of blonde Vikings. And this is one of the reasons why it's good for pictures. These are the ABBA group, born Frida, Anna, who's just beside her with the long blonde hair, and Benny. If you can work that out, that's why they're called ABBA, because in fact, it's Benny born Annie Fried and Anna. They made their first record in 1972, and if all the judges were men, which they're not, I'm sure this group would get a lot of votes.
In Brighton, England, on April 6, 1974, the judges of the 19th Eurovision Song Contest crushed the hopes of tiny Luxembourg by denying that nation in its bid for a historic third straight victory at the Pan-European Musical Event. Those judges did the rest of the world a favor, however, by selecting the Swedish entry as the winner instead, which is not to say anything against the song Bye Bye I Love You as performed by Luxembourg's Irene Scheer. It's just that Sweden's entry was a song called Waterloo, performed by a group called ABBA, which went on to become something of a sensation.
Waterloo by ABBA for Sweden. Watch this one.
Eurovision Song Contest on this day in 1974 launched the group on its monumental international career, marking the first and still only time that the Eurovision Song Contest crowned a previously unknown winner destined for legitimate superstardom. The Eurovision Song Contest was originally conceived as a way for the member countries of the European Broadcasting Union to participate in a simultaneous live broadcast, a major technical challenge in 1956. From a one-night event involving only seven participating countries in its first year, the contest has grown into a week-long spectacle involving preliminary rounds of competition among representatives of more than 20 countries in Europe, the Middle East, North Africa, and the former Soviet Union. But while the annual contest is now one of the most watched television events in the world, one thing Eurovision has consistently failed at doing is launching new artists to truly international stardom. The sole shining exception to this rule is ABBA. The year that ABBA was chosen as Sweden's Eurovision entry was the second in which contest competitors were allowed to perform in any language they wished. This proved to be critical to ABBA's international success. While the UK judges awarded ABBA 0 points toward their winning total, their English Waterloo became an instant hit with the British public, the first of 9 UK number one hits for the biggest group ever launched by the Eurovision Song Contest, April 6th, 1974, on this.